I'm Alan Lytle with a 91.3 WUKY News in-depth report. Every November since 2011, horse show enthusiasts have flocked to Lexington from all over the world for the National Horse Show, one of the last major equestrian events of the calendar year. This year, WUKY's Samantha Letterman was on the scene at the Kentucky Horse Park, and she brings us this report.
The National Horse Show was founded in 1883 in New York by a group of influential sportsmen and was originally held at Madison Square Garden. Since 2011, though, we've been lucky enough to host it here at the Kentucky Horse Park in the Alltech Arena, which means welcoming the very best show jumpers in the world into our backyard.
Well, it's sort of the big event of our year, the National Horse Show. It's also a World Cup qualifier for the World Cup Finals in Paris next April. So I love coming to Lexington. I've been coming here for decades. It's sort of part of my schedule.
With hundreds of thousands of dollars in prize money on offer over the 4 days of competition, Olympic gold medalist and mainstay of the U.S. show jumping team Laura Kraut is just one of the big names competing here this weekend. Beat Mandley is a Swiss Olympic rider and one of the many international competitors.
I was here the first time 4 years ago, and it gets better every year, so the show improves every year, and it's just a fantastic show because it's first of all, it's a very good show. It's a World Cup show. We earn some points. The venue is fantastic here. We have good ground. The facilities are super, and it just fits for the whole schedule. It's just one of the main shows in America, and everybody likes to jump here, and if you have the opportunity to do it, then for sure you have to be here.
Mandley trains young rider Katie Dynan, who's ridden since she was 4 years old and has competed at the National Horse Show ever since it moved here to Kentucky.
I think that the National Horse Show has a lot of history in America, and a lot of our best horses and riders have won the Grand Prix here, and since it dated back at Madison Square Garden. And this is a horse show that all the Americans always prioritize in their competition schedule. It's our last big indoors in the States, and that makes it a really special event. Kentucky, I think, is a lot of people, when they think horses in America, they think of Kentucky. This is a state with so much of a history and culture around horse sport, whether that's racing, jumping, eventing, and I think it's great that one of our biggest events of the year is here.
Irishman Shane Sweetnam rides for Spy Coast Farm and is based in Lexington during the summers and spends his winters in Wellington, Florida. For Spy Coast and Sweetnam, having the horse park and the National Horse Show literally on their doorstep has been a huge boon to their business.
Yeah, in general, obviously, I showed the other shows in Kentucky. It's a great area. This is a great ring, probably one of the best indoor ring that we have in North America. And the standard of jumps is, you know, these are the jumps from the WEG that were here. And then you have all the big riders here, and it's really top-class jumping.
It's not just the riders who've travelled far and wide to attend the National Horse Show this week. Organisers, judges and officials also come from all over. Commentator John Kyle hails from Ireland, and when not in front of a microphone, he spends most of his time airborne or in the first-class lounge on his way around the globe, making his way to or from a major horse show.
The really interesting thing about jumping in North America is how little indoors there is. In Europe, our entire winter season is indoors, the World Cup. In North America, on the East Coast circuit, we have 7 shows. Only 3 are indoors, and one of those is in Canada. So Washington and here are indoors on the World Cup. So it's not a long season. It's not something they get a lot of experience of. So they want to come to one of those shows. They want to jump indoors. And Kentucky is one. It's the National Horse Show. It's been going for over 130 years, so it's very prestigious. It's in Kentucky, so you know it's a horse-friendly town where plenty of people are going to come out of Lexington. And it's a big arena. Sometimes indoors you're on maybe a basketball or an ice hockey court, so it's quite small. Kentucky is nice and big, so you get that opportunity to educate a younger horse or a horse just learning about indoors a little bit better here. So we'll see the absolute top horses that know how to do indoors, but we'll see other horses learning about it as well, and they might end up going to the World Cup Finals in Paris. It's indoors, they have to learn.
The National Horse Show hosts a qualifier for the Longines FEI World Cup Final to be held in Paris, France next year, and this is partly responsible for the strength and depth of the field of competitors.
This year, I think we've got probably one of our best fields of horses and riders ever. We've got the world number one and two are US riders, Kent Farrington and McLean Ward. And actually, just going through the lists tonight, we've got, I think, six former FEI World Cup champions jumping here in Kentucky.
This is Kyle's third year working at the National Horse Show. So what does he most look forward to when he returns to Kentucky?
Ooh, so, well, eating, mostly. We've been eating the maple-cured bacon at OBC. I'm a particular fan of the burgers at Windy Corner, which is just about two streets away from here at the horse park. The guys here, the vendors in the corner here who look after us every year at the horse show do fantastic coffee. I march on my stomach.
And although the National is great for business for our state, it's not all glamour and glitz. Andy Coker is riding Kahlua in the big jumper classes. This is his second time here, but it's been years in the making. He walked away from a former life with a secure job to chase his dreams of being a top-class show jumper. After spending several years literally living on the road in his horse trailer, mucking and grooming his own horses, he's begun to chip away at the big time with a significant win in Del Mar, California recently.
I drove, yeah, and I drove here too. I barely made the jog. I drove, let's see, so from Del Mar wasn't too bad because we'd already had the horses in Sacramento, so they just went 9 hours, we let them rest a week, and I went and showed a try-on with some different horses. From Calgary, I drove it myself, though. We went from, we left like 7 a.m., I want to say it was Sunday morning, and we drove through Saskatchewan and North Dakota and everywhere, and we slept. I got a good 6 or 7 hours in North Dakota. Like, you know, I have one of those trucks with a sleeper. And so I did that, got up, kept going, and then I knew I wasn't going to make it for the jog if I took another, you know, break like that. So I did like 2 or 3 hours in Illinois. And then we made it in here for the jog, dropped the horses off, and then I took a nap, a long nap.
For him, this weekend is more about the big picture.
Oh, well, a win would be, like, magical, you know? That'd be great. But this week we're not jumping Navalo, who's, my old seasoned horse. We're going to jump a horse named Kahlua. She's 9. She's definitely green for this level. It's owned by a friend of mine, Christian Haley Rogge, from Texas. And, we've been producing it, and we're just hoping to have nice rounds. You know, if she had one or two down, I'd be thrilled, you know? I think she's a really, really classy horse, and I'm just hoping not to get her in any trouble this week and just keep bringing her along. I think next year she could be a big, big competitor at this level. But we might get lucky and she jumps a clear this week, too.
Kahlua does not jump a clear, but does not disgrace herself or Coker. Coker insists he's living his dream, despite the long, hard hours, and says nothing's really changed for him since the early days.
The same, honestly. I always had so much fun, I never thought of it as hard work. You know, to groom or muck out or whatever was never, you know, some days you'd get up and be like, God, how many more days am I going to do this, or geez, you know, I'm tired, but I wouldn't do anything else. So I always try to think of, what would my plan B be? You know, like when things are bad or money's a little tight, I'll be like, what is plan B? What's my second job? And I never can come up with the answer. So I guess truck driver, I could do that, right?
Sponsored by Longines and Canada Pacific, all ticket proceeds from the National Horse Show benefit the UK Marquee Cancer Foundation. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.